everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm with...
Esmeralda.
And we're outside of the dark room because Esmeralda was kind enough, thank you, to come to a show that I was playing at. But we're out here recording the podcast because the band that's currently playing is awful.
Yeah, you make it sound like I'm really cool.
Why is that?
I graced you with my presence.
Well, I really appreciate it. As you see, we brought the most people.
You did.
How many? 10?
Yes. Yeah.
10 with 10. 3 of the 10 on the guest list.
Yeah, I think more than 10, actually.
Okay. So, I want to talk about a few things that are wrong with this band and every band. Let's start with drummer faces.
Okay. Well, you pointed out that because I'm learning drums, if I ever make that face while playing drums, you will punch me in the stomach.
And I think that's fair. Do you think that's fair?
I do. I think it's very fair. You do it if I'm frightened now of making the face.
Okay. Could you describe the face?
You described it as if he was about to rape someone.
It's to me, it's half, I'm about to rape you, dude face, / I'm going to do a crunch.
Or take a dump?
Take a dump, kind of, but it's too consistent.
I didn't know, what?
Oh, his face is too consistent, where the dump thing would be like, but his is like,
Okay, so maybe he's in the process of raping someone.
Exactly, it's a process rape face, not an instant rape face. It's not the moment of climax. I'm sure that's coming out of the encore.
And this is the rage. That he's feeling as he's doing it in the moment, the beginning moments.
And Merle brought up a great point. The guitarist is making an equally dumb face.
He's lead, right?
Is he singing?
Yes.
No, if usually 90% of the time, if you see a guy playing guitar and singing, he's the rhythm.
Okay, well, that guy, he's making the when he sings higher tones, I guess, he's making this, like, screamy, I'm really into it face.
But to be fair, Chris Martin makes that face.
Yeah, but this guy, I don't know.
Bono makes that face, Hendrix made that face.
You know what it is? It's the genre of music.
Okay, let's talk about the genre of music. It's suburban metal to me.
Well, we just found out it was what?
You could say.
It's Christian?
It's Christian metal.
Christian.
And
isn't it really metal?
It's still metal, because if you look at the gear they're playing, why am I pointing? There's a wall. Anyways, they're playing through half stacks. Everyone has a half stack. There's a keyboardist. The drums are stupidly big.
I actually think this is a disparaging comment towards the metal community to call them metal.
Well, of course. I mean, but to be fair to metal itself, Slayer plays a very similar setup, and they're wonderful.
I don't think that matters, though. I don't think setup matters.
You don't know anything about bands, Merle. Are you serious?
Okay. Well, I would throw them into the modern rock.
Give me a band you like, and I'll tell you what kind of gear they use. Anybody.
Just say Coldplay.
Okay, Coldplay. Coldplay is not playing through half stacks, okay? They're playing through normal size. When I say normal size, I mean like 2x3 foot amps. And those amps are then mic'd. Okay. Do you actually like Coldplay?
Yeah, I do.
What album?
I like the first one the most. And then after that, I kind of didn't really listen so much.
So you don't like the Sgt. Pepper dress era of Coldplay?
I like those songs, but I wouldn't buy the album.
Okay, I'm really trying hard not to do, you know, your gay thing here.
Oh, that only works with boys.
It does only work with boys. Okay, back to this awful, awful band. I didn't know they were Christian metal until someone just now looked them up on a phone and looked at their MySpace page. And I feel like I did do my research, because if you know me...
Well, you know what? This has happened to you twice now, because you booked a show.
I booked a show at the Brain and they were Christian, but the difference was those guys were good.
That's true. They were good. I enjoyed it, even though... It wasn't all preachy.
It wasn't all preachy. Neither is this, though. This is just shit.
Well, we haven't really listened to the lyrics.
We have. We're good.
You have?
Wow. Let's talk about God.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
So you're not a lyric person?
Not really. Well, I'm only a lyric person if I like the band.
All right, that makes sense. Let's go back to this awful, awful band.
Yes.
When they were about to go on stage, my drummer said, oh, I could tell that they're assholes by their gear. And my bassist said, I could tell they're assholes by the drummer's setup. And I said, I could tell they're awful people based on their hat selection.
Yes!
Thank you.
Yes, I noticed that as well. And most of them wearing hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that hoodies and hats like that just... I don't know.
Okay, here's my thing about hats. I don't know how you're not a sports fan.
I'm not, but I enjoy a good hat.
I think you should only wear the hat of your team or for warmth.
Well, what is they do like the New York Yankees, right?
They're not. That's the thing. None of their hats. It looks like a Yankees hat. It's a Dolce and Gabbana hat.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It's they're wearing like fashionable hats.
Well, they're breaking. What is it? Commandment? No, not commandment. One of the seven deadly sins.
They're breaking all the deadly sins. Here's my point with the deadly sins. Rock and roll should be about antichrists and drugs, sex, and rock and roll. That's what it's supposed to be about, not Jesus.
Well, I don't mind it if it is about Jesus.
I hate it when it's about Jesus.
This is just silly, though.
This band, or...
Yes. Yes.
Wait, what band is about Jesus that's metal and or rock and roll that you like?
Oh, no. Well, there's that one, What's the Spirit in the Sky? I love
that's
that
Norman Greenberg, but that's not necessarily religious. That's not a preachy song.
Come on now. No, but it's not preachy, and that's why I like it.
Okay. I don't think God belongs in music unless it's anti-God.
All right.
Well, I think it's because they went to a Catholic school and all that wonderful stuff.
I just think it's funny you're going to leave out all the religious people out of music.
No. You can, no. Play music all you want, not rock and roll.
Okay, well, then what are they supposed to play?
R&B, folk, hip-hop, country. That's completely fine. I love a great country song about God. Not rock and roll. It's the foundation of rock and roll is teenagers dancing, which is inherently against religion.
That is true, but now it's like rock. You don't really dance to it anymore anyway, so there you go.
Yeah, but there's not one good example of a Christian, like a super Christian band. I mean, like, you could have Jesus overtones, fine, whatever, but if that's your whole shtick, it's not going to happen.
You are correct. You are. I do see that they don't.
You can talk.
Oh, can I? Is it? Okay. Let the police go by. No, I lost my point. Go ahead. I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. So, it's okay if I punch you in the stomach if you make that face?
Yes, because it'd be a good way for me to stop making the face.
Okay.
If I make it.
Here's the thing about the face making. I think most musicians don't realize they're doing it. I think these guys know that they're doing it.
Well, I think it's kind of like sex. You just make faces. You're not really paying attention to what faces you're making.
But
I think you make silly-ass faces.
I think the majority of people, when they're having sex, aren't doing it with three other Christian dudes.
Well, some are.
Some are, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm...
Do you think the lead singer made a comment about beer? Do you think he actually had that beer?
I think he did, and that's what angers me. If you're a Christian rock band, I should get your drink tickets. I think that's only fair.
But then again, Christians can drink.
Not the good ones. If I want a fucking drunk.
Oh. I really think Christians are, they have advanced nowadays.
That's
fine. They can
fine.
Do a lot of things.
But they can't play good metal.
Well, I don't think anyone has come out that has played good metal. That's the thing.
Okay, so that's like saying, I've had these awesome vegan riffs. No, you haven't. They don't exist. Back to food.
So, yeah, it all goes back. No, I think one day we will see a great metal Christian band. They just won't be preachy about it.
Then they're no longer a Christian band to me.
All right, well then, there'll never be a Christian band.
All right, we're going to do a few more of these and make it a whole episode, but let's plug tomorrow. Why should people come today when they hear this? Why should people come on Monday, January 25th to the Hungry Brain to see the live podcast?
Because we're going to be hosting it live, and you might hear yourself on a podcast.
That's true. We have prizes.
You'll have prizes, the buckets. What is it? The grand prize.
We're doing the grand prize game in the honor of Bozo the Clown, one of my three idols.
He is creepy, though.
I disagree completely.
Cookie was a little creepy.
Cookie was a little creepy. You know who the creepiest guy was? The band leader.
Didn't he just have creepy clown makeup on?
He had no makeup on. He kind of looked like Max Headroom. He had spiked short hair sunglasses on, which was odd to see as a child at 7 a.m.
Well, I just thought Didn't Cookie have a no hair in the middle?
Yeah, Cookie had the Larry orange wig on.
That's no good.
I'm still a fan of Cookie. I like Cookie because he was so old.
Did you feel bad for him, or you just kind of connected with him because he was old?
I felt like he was Bozo's uncle that always wanted a child, but no woman would sleep with him.
Oh, so he, like, took upon Bozo under his wing?
I think it was more like Bozo kind of felt bad for Cookie.
Oh.
You come in the fold. I love you, Cookie.
Now you're just making the Bozo show sound horribly sad.
I disagree. I think I'm making it sound like a wonderful family.
I think it still creeps me out. I never really watched it.
We're going to go back inside and try to make jokes about this band, and we'll be back soon. Yeah, maybe.
One.
What?
Or the next one.
Or the next band. Yeah, this is going to be an awful night. All right, we're back. It's about 2 hours later.
I don't even know what time it is, honestly.
I've had about four beers since the last recording.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
A lot of beers.
I haven't had enough to eat. I had a banana for dinner. That was a mistake.
That's not good. That's just sugar.
I know. What'd you eat for dinner?
I didn't really, but I had a late lunch.
What?
Pork.
I hate you so much right now.
Barbecued pork.
I hate you. I want to punch you in the neck.
And wonton noodles and dumplings.
I hate you!
Yeah, it was delicious.
I'm jealous of you. All right, so we just saw four bands total. You saw four bands total.
Yeah.
Now that you're a drummer, what have you learned from seeing all these bands?
Funny. I like that I can be classified as a drummer now.
You are.
Really? Wow.
Are your ears ringing?
No.
Mine are. They're awful.
I didn't get too close, though, but you were up on the stage.
Yeah, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it was that Christian metal.
Don't sell yourself short, fella.
Thanks, ma'am.
I did enjoy the last two. I didn't hate them, but I didn't love it.
All right.
It was a little too loud for my tastes.
For your tastes.
I thought it was good.
It's very good. Okay, so it's very, very, very windy. Are you glad you live in this city? Are you glad you're getting out? We haven't talked about California yet.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
You're going to California. What are you doing? What are you looking at? You're going to California. Like the Zeppelin song.
Someone's puking.
Someone's puking? Who's puking? There's some guy puking. I'm going to walk around and follow him. Oh, yeah. The heckler. Come back. So there was a heckler for the last band, and now that heckler's puking.
I really wouldn't call him a heckler, though.
Well, he screamed out at inappropriate moments, Chicago!
He wasn't inappropriate. It was a quiet lull.
Hence inappropriate.
No, it'd be different if the man... Well, I guess when he was talking, he did yell at him. But he was saying things like Chicago rocks, so...
He did say things like Chicago rocks, but he said it at inopportune times and made everyone feel weird and awkward.
When is it an opportune time to yell at Chicago rocks?
During the solo.
He did that? I didn't
know. No, that's the point. If it's during the solo, it's completely acceptable because the solo is going on and you're just supporting the solo.
I guess. Unless the solo is about Chicago, I don't see how that's...
What if it's the band Chicago?
No.
You don't like the band Chicago?
You know what? I only know Saturday in the Park.
It's a good tune. They play it every time the Cubs play NWGN on Saturdays.
That's the only song I know. Do they have others?
They do have others. They have about 40 number one hits, Merle.
Chicago, a famous band? Or what's
you don't
this?
Know 25 or 6 to 4?
No.
You know that song?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a good song. We should play that song. You should learn that song. You can play drums on that song.
I should. I was looking up drum tabs, but I kind of don't get them.
Don't look up. Just play. Are you rehearsing? Are you practicing?
Kind of.
What's that bullshit?
I'm all right. Well, I have to practice like all the drums, but I have a little drum pad and I just practice the, you know, right, left, right, left.
Do you practice the kick?
No, because they're not at my house.
Yeah, practice the kick. I'm telling you, just kick a pillow.
Kick a pillow?
Kick a pillow. Set up the actual pedo onto a pillow.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Merle. Catch up. So you're going to California. Catch Let's talk up. About California. Why are you going to California?
Because I want to see my family.
Oh, it's so nice.
I know, it's so sweet. I'm going to be a fancy hobo.
How long are you going to be in California?
I'm going to be a month.
That's a long time.
I know.
For a fancy hobo.
Yes, well, I was thinking I should get on to the train as a fancy hobo with a stick and a, you know, a thing. But it'd be like a... Okay, a bindle, but it'd be a fancy bindle, like a Hermes scarf or something. Because I'd be a fancy hobo.
When are you going to California?
March 8th.
Till
the March 31st.
How are you getting to California?
On a train. That's why I'm a hobo.
How long are you going to be on the train? How long is the trip to Chicago to California?
It's 3 days.
Have you done that before?
Never.
Have you ridden Amtrak before?
No.
Ooh, this will be exciting.
I guess this is going to be interesting. My mother decided to point out that I'm going to smell really bad. There.
You are going to smell really bad when you get there. That's okay, though, because you're a lady.
I know, but I just love that that's what my mother pointed out. Not, you know, have a safe trip. Have a good trip. No, you're gonna stink.
You are going to stink, but
why didn't you take a plane?
Are you looking for jobs out there?
No.
Do you want to live out there?
I do, but I'm really, that's not my objective right now.
What's your objective right now?
My objective is to hang out.
You sound like an asshole.
Why not?
All right, so why should people come tomorrow, or today, for Christ's sake?
Oh, people should come today because, one, I like to think that making a fool of myself is entertaining. You're a
going to make a fool of yourself.
Well, I'm sure I will at some point.
Why do you think you're going to make a fool of yourself?
You can't not make a fool of yourself at some point.
Well, yeah, but do you have plans? Do. Are you going to wear clown makeup?
No, I was actually thinking about what to wear, actually.
I'm wearing a suit. No, I'm not wearing a suit. I'm wearing
a suit. I got to get fancy as well.
You should wear a business suit like a business lady.
I don't own one. I'd have to go buy one.
Do you think that's why there's no women talk show hosts on late night? Because they don't. There's no good, like, outfit?
There's Wanda Sykes now, which is kind of
That's a Saturday show.
Oh, is it?
That's only Saturdays on Fox.
Oh, Monique.
Monique's a daytime show. It's different.
What? No, it's not. It's at night.
Is it night?
You're thinking of Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams is the devil and needs to be stabbed in the neck multiple times because she won't die with one stab.
That's because it's all the silicone.
All right, so we'll close on that. Come to the Blaine. Please, 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 please come to the Blaine.
You called it the Blaine.
Come to the Blaine. Come to the Hungry Brain. I've been drinking, Merle.
Brain. Please.
Are you going to be drinking tomorrow night?
No, I can't.
It's so funny to me.
We'll bring it up. We'll bring it up in the podcast.
All right, so please come to the Hungry Brain tomorrow. Thank you, Merle. Thank you to everyone that came out tonight. Please, please, please come to the Hungry Brain. For more information about the podcast, go to umethemeverybody.com and have a wonderful evening.